With a new superintendent of public instruction in Kathy Hoffman, changes to the Arizona Department of Education are going to be happening. To that end, Hoffman is following through on one of her campaign's commitments by putting together an ADE audit committee. It's intended to improve the accuracy and efficiency in the financial and data realms. The first meeting of the committee, made up of 16 members, will be on Monday. Its chair, Chuck Essigs of the Arizona Association of School Business Officials, is with me. So, Chuck, what specifically is Superintendent Hoffman asking you and other people on the committee to do?
Superintendent Hoffman, during her campaign, talked about if she was elected, when she was a candidate, that she would want an audit of how the state funding formula for schools was operating. The history of that is before she took office, the last two superintendents of public instruction had errors in how federal funds were distributed to schools. Some were overfunded, some were underfunded, and Superintendent Hoffman saw that and didn't want that to happen with state funding. And the issue was it went on for years and years because nobody ever looked at it to see if it was right. And then schools, luckily the federal government and the state worked out a compromise where the ones who were short money got paid the extra money, but the ones who were overfunded didn't have to pay it back. But she said she wanted to make sure the funding formula was correct.
What sort of approach would you take? Nothing's going to be perfect. But what sort of approach do you think makes practical sense?
Okay,
right,
we've
now
had some preliminary discussions, and basically we have a committee that's been selected, which would represent charter schools, traditional public school districts, county school offices. So we have a good representation of people. And what we will do is hire an audit firm, or the Department of Ed will hire an audit firm that will work with us, and we'll select the different components in the state funding formula. The auditors will go out and look and see if, in fact, the calculations are consistent with what the state funding formula calls for, and they'll go out and look at a sample of school districts to make sure they're getting the right amounts of money. Now, what was interesting is we started working on this, we decided since we were going to have some auditors out in the field, they should look at two things. One is accuracy, but then efficiency. Are school districts having to report more data than they need to report, or is there easier ways for them to report the information so they get correct funding? And then the State Department of Education will look at the same thing. Are they doing the most efficient process to get those schools funded correctly? So we're going to look at accuracy and we're going to look at efficiency.
Is there any possibility this could lead to changes in the funding formula overall? People have talked about that for a long time.
That's not our objective. Our objective is to make sure the existing funding formula. But I'm sure as we start to look at it, we can find alternative ways of doing some of the things that they do in a different way. Our goal is not to make sure that how the money's being spent or that it's a good formula. It's just to make sure that the formula is accurate. So Superintendent Hoffman or the next superintendent who might come in doesn't have to worry about things being done incorrectly for long periods of time.
Listeners may hear what you said about the previous two superintendents and say, boy, it's hard to have confidence necessarily in the system. Are there certain things that really could be tweaked? That there are certain things, like with anything we do, some of the fixes could even be really easy.
Yes, but the biggest part of the formula is it's a per pupil formula, which most formulas are across the country. And are we counting students correctly? But then are there more basic ways of getting those counts in so that schools don't have to spend nearly as much time as they do now reviewing and submitting their student count data? So we want to make sure the students are being counted correctly. And we want to make sure when the Department of Ed gets the information in from schools that they're processing it correctly. So we're going to go all the way back down to the school districts, look at what they're sending in, and then track how that's being utilized at the Department of Education to make sure it's accurate. But the thing that I really like about it is the second part, because I believe the Department of Ed on state funding is accurately enforcing the formula, but we don't know because nobody's ever really checked that. But the main thing is I think we can find better ways and more efficient ways to operate to reduce the administrative time necessary in schools and maybe reduce the amount of administration time spent at the state level.
At this point, you know how often you'll be meeting, when you're supposed to give a report to the superintendent?
No, that will be one of the things that will happen at our first meeting. We'll kind of talk about those things. We'll make a recommendation to the Department of Education as to what audit firm they might select to do that. And we'll kind of look at first, and one of the big things we're going to start out with is what's the priority that we should be looking at. What do we look at first? What do we look at second? What do we look at third? And the other thing that I find just extremely interesting is with all the difficulties with government, people, Republicans and Democrats not working together, this proposal is coming from Kathy Hoffman, who's the Democrat superintendent of public instruction. And Governor Ducey, in his budget that he submitted to the legislature, included $250,000 of recommended funding to pay for doing this. So you have a Republican governor, a Democratic superintendent of public instruction working together on doing something that's greatly needed in the state.
Well, that leads me to my next question, which is, you've been doing this for such a long time. The makeup of the people on the committee, is it a bipartisan group? Is it urban and rural, that sort of thing?
You know, we didn't even look at politics. We looked at representation. We wanted urban districts represented. We wanted rural districts represented. We want the north part of the state, the south part of the state, the east part of the state, and the west. So I don't even know who's Republican and who's Democrat on that list, and I don't believe Superintendent Hoffman does either. And we have a charter school person on there who's a school finance expert in charter school funding, Dan Bigler, who used to work in the Department of Ed many, many years ago. So he kind of knows both sides of the story. But people were selected for their expertise, not for their political persuasion.
There have been committees made up of all sorts of things in the past with great intentions. We know that. People go into this wanting to solve issues. Is there any reason this, even if the efficiencies that are discovered aren't even groundbreaking things, is there any reason to think there won't be some positive outcome from this?
No, I think there will be. Because even if our only conclusion is that the formula is being accurately administered, we've done what the committee was originally designed to do. But I think we'll find some efficiencies because we have both people from the Department of Ed and school districts that want to see it done as efficiently as possible. But we want to make sure people understand this is not an audit to see how the money's being spent. It's not an audit to see if we're adequately funding school districts. We're looking at accuracy, not adequacy.
Specific mission in mind here.
Right. But unless you have an accurate formula, I don't know how you talk about the other components.
Yeah. Chuck Essex, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you. Glad to be here.